Do you have a bug in your eye?
My mascara is... Okay.
Assaulting
sometimes
your eyeballs?
Yeah. Sorry, this is... Okay, this is...
I can highly see. Unprofessional.
This is very unprofessional. I'm very sorry.
Are your eyes better now?
Yes.
You can see again?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, okay.
Is it up too high?
No, it's fine.
Adjust it as you like.
Get comfortable. It's been adjusted the way I like it.
How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm a little...
Are you batting your eyelashes?
Yes,
are you flirting with me?
I'm flirting with
or
you.
Or do you still have something in your eye?
No. I'm...
That was for me.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm a little like... I think I'm just flirtatious these days. I'm kind of...
Do go on.
Boy crazy?
You're boy crazy?
I think... Like, I didn't go through a phase when I was like in middle school or high school or college where I... was super into, like, I had like crushes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I think like now I'm like, ooh, he's cute. Ooh, he's cute. Ooh, he's cute.
So you're reaching your sexual peak.
My
is what
sexual
you're saying.
Peak, age 30, like everyone said.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah.
I feel like is that a thing? Or is
now
it like
someone
a,
at work told
is that
me
like
it's
a
actually
urban legend
40, which I, that's what, from her experience. But I actually read an article that's like, that's a myth. Like, you can have a sexual peak whenever. But yeah. So.
But yours is today.
Mine is today. And
right this second.
Yes. And that's why.
And I am in the line of
yes,
fire.
Yes, you are. No. Yeah, I'm on 6 different apps.
You're on apps? Oh, dating apps.
Dating apps.
So which
yeah.
ones are you on?
Hinge, Bumble, OkCupid,
Hinge?
eHarmony.
What does Hinge mean? What does that mean, Hinge?
Like
my, this is all
like my attraction. Hinging. My attraction to you hinges on the fact that you have great hair.
Okay.
I don't know. So
it's a great hair.
Like that.
It's a great hair app.
Well, not just great hair.
No, okay.
My attraction
does
hinges.
Does it have like a thing? Like, do you have to like open up a treasure box to, like, you know how you have to like swipe, like,
well,
is there like a shtick?
Both Bumble and Hinge do the swipe left, swipe right thing, but they also have like, you give like 3 bits of information, like you can choose 3 questions.
Okay.
And they're
so
just
what
like
are
cute
the,
questions.
What are the kind
like,
of questions?
Well, like perfect first date, or like 2 truths and a lie, and like that
okay.
kind of stuff. I picked for my superpower being able to summon sloths and hedgehogs to my side at will.
Oh, that's a good power. Well, I mean, I don't know what you would do with that if
you
were
would,
in like
I
a,
wouldn't I wouldn't do anything
like a battle situation.
I wouldn't do anything important with it. I would just
oh, it's just a
huddle all day.
Now I'm picturing you kind of like an animated character,
mm-hmm.
like Snow White with
yeah.
just
basically
forest creatures surrounding
basically,
you.
Basically, yes, that is the goal. That is my one goal. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it's just...
Are you enjoying being on these
I
apps?
I am actually enjoying it because, you know, I for a long time thought... Okay, so first, listeners, I'm fat. So in case you didn't know. And fat...
Fat and beautiful.
Fat and beautiful, yes. But when I say fat, I mean it in the way that Lindy West means it. It's like fat doesn't have to be a derogatory word.
Right.
And
this
so
is a description
it's just
of my body.
The way I am.
I'm beautiful. I'm
yeah.
fat and I'm beautiful.
And I have had people in my life try to make me believe that no one who's fat deserves to be loved and no one could love me if I gained weight because I used to be thin. And since I've gained weight, I've dealt with like feeling like, oh, that's true. No one could love me. No one should
oh,
love me. And so being on these apps,
that's not true.
Even though that seems like insane that being on these apps would make me feel differently, but it does yeah. because there are all these guys who find me like physically attractive.
As well they should. You're a goddess among men.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think so.
Thank you. But yeah, so it feels good.
Good. I'm
yeah.
glad. I'm glad you're... having a good time on there.
Yeah, it's fun.
I paired off
mm-hmm.
early
yeah.
in my life when I was
but you
20.
Found, you found the right one.
Yes, I did. But I never really, so like I never participated in the online dating.
Because
stuff.
When you got with him, there was,
we had
there was.
We had flip phones.
Yeah, that's true.
We had flip phones.
You didn't have swipe right, swipe left. You had like press the keys three times to get a Z.
No, you just like had to be, you had to text and answer phone calls, and that was pretty much it. You know,
yeah, no, meeting people at work. When you texted, you had to like, it was like a long, belaborious, is that even a word?
Belaborious?
That's it not a word.
It should be, because I like the way that it sounds. I think we should invent it.
Right. But now. Like to text, like I had a flip phone and I would text with this guy and like you had to be like,
we didn't text,
you had to
a lot.
Hit like a key together. Like three times to get to like ABC, DEF, like to spell things out, you had to like hit a key like two or three times.
Yes, which yes, was yes, annoying. That's correct. We didn't have a alphabetic keyboard at the time. Yeah, and I guess I never thought about it like that, but yeah. Welcome to our podcast on the history of cellular technology.
History.
Actually, welcome to the George Mate podcast.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome. We're glad you're here.
We are glad you're here.
This is a podcast about film and filmmaking in Georgia. And which, I'm one of your hosts, Nicole.
I'm sorry.
You can say whatever you want.
I'm Sarah. That's who I am.
That's who I am. Inside, outside.
Yes, Sarah.
Yes.
With an H. Okay.
Speaking of Georgia Made, I've gone on vacation a couple of times already this summer. And
in the state?
Yeah, I didn't leave the state.
Okay.
So I guess it's not that exciting. We went to the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, nice.
Me and Chris and the kids, my sister, her husband, their kids, and my mom and my stepdad.
I saw that
we all stayed in a cabin.
The pictures, they looked great.
And while I was there in downtown Blue Ridge, I discovered this place. So listeners, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I am obsessed with tea.
Obsessed.
I used to, I don't drink anymore.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I alcohol. Drink tea. I don't drink alcohol anymore. I'm sorry, but you're drinking tea right now, so that's a lie. I don't drink anymore because I get migraines. And when in my youth, I used to smoke a lot of weed, which I don't smoke anymore.
Yeah.
Not for any particular reason. And so I've taken all the energy, the connoisseurship that used to go into those things. Mm-hmm. And I've now transferred it to tea.
Ah.
And I think there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
Because with the tea, if you've got the loose leaf tea, you know, you've got, it's like you open it up, you've got the smell, you get to like, there's good tea and bad tea, if you will. You know, there's swag tea and dank tea.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you will. And there's lots of like tea accessories.
Yes.
And it's something you can share with other people. You can get out your accessories and share the tea.
Yes.
So there's a lot of transferable.
True.
Interests.
And they're all leaves.
They're all leaves. That's true. You're right. That's a very basic one that I've
missed. You ever consider smoking your tea?
God, no. Well, I don't smoke anymore at all because I did. I smoked in addition to all the recreational marijuana smoking that I did in my 20s. I also smoked cigarettes for a long time, for like 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't smoke anything now because I don't trust my willpower to be one of those people that's like, I'm just going to have a cigarette.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a party. Like, I just don't think I could do it. So I wouldn't.
I don't believe they exist. Do those
people do. Exist and also, like, that's like the other thing. I'm turning into a dinosaur. Like, I've never online dated. I've never vaped. Seriously. But I don't trust myself. Anyway, so while I was in Blue Ridge, I discovered this place. I discovered it as if no one else knows about it. Like there weren't like 20 other people.
Columbus of teas here,
I'm the Christ. Oh God, please
I'm sorry.
Don't.
I'm sorry.
Oh God. I did not enslave or subjugate anyone while I was at this tea shop. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, no. I just meant that Christopher Columbus didn't actually discover.
That in that way, we're exactly alike. Okay. Whew. So Tupelo Tea.
Okay.
Based out of Blue Ridge, I think, because I did go immediately look on their website because my first thought was, so inside the whole place, again, Blue Ridge, Georgia, right? So the whole tea place, they've just got like canisters of tea. I've been to Amsterdam, okay? Like I've been to Amsterdam. again in my 20s when I was like waking and baking like five times a day. I went to Amsterdam, and at the coffee shops they have, and I'm sure, like, again, I'm an old fucking person, and so I've never vaped, I've never online dated, and I've never lived in an age where I was smoking marijuana at a time when it was legal. So I haven't been to any of the dispensaries or anything like that. So, but when I was in Amsterdam, like at the coffee shop, like you can look at the jars, you can smell them. They all have different types. There's lists of like what they do and what their flavors are. And the tea place was like that. You could go in and smell the different teas, and they were in jars, and you could pick them out. And so right now I'm drinking Blue Ridge Vanilla, which is a black tea that is also flavored with vanilla bean.
Nice.
So I bought a bunch of it, and I'm probably going to be drinking it on this podcast forever. Not just this tea. Like, I bought, like, as many packets of tea as one could reasonably buy at one sitting.
Can you tell me how many that is?
You're just going to have to keep watching me bring in bags of tea and just, okay, and just count, keep, start keep counting. Track. Yeah. But also they do online shipping, so I think I'm just going to be like trying all the teas now.
Okay. Could you read the nutrition facts for us?
I don't think tea has nutrition facts. Like, it's not,
it's just leaves.
It's just, it's and good flowers. For you. I mean, black tea has caffeine in it, but yeah. It's Friday night. Why no, it's Thursday night. What night is it?
It's Thursday. It's Thursday. But it's it my feels like Friday.
Well, let's call it Friday because it feels like a Friday.
It's Friday. Just kidding.
And this is being released on a Wednesday. So what have you been watching lately? Are you still watching Dead to Me?
Man. Oh, I need to get back to that.
You didn't get. So you haven't.
No, I like stopped at a certain episode because I was like, I could get like sucked all the way into this and not stop. And I was like, I don't want to.
But you just
that
didn't
just
want to
yet.
Okay.
Because it was so intense.
Okay. So you needed a break.
I needed a break.
You needed a break.
It's okay. A very good show.
Okay.
We've seen the first episode of Pose.
Yes, we've been watching Pose. Yes. Yeah. And I feel like we're probably going to watch that later after this recording.
So good, guys. You
have
to watch
God.
Pose.
Oh, my God. Like, we don't need to tell you. Because we're late to the party.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah. But
it's so good. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was just like, that first episode, like, it's so beautiful and
it's
emotional.
Like a
film. And the characters are just like, I know, it's so, like, television.
The story, yeah.
Is just like, I mean, I'm not, like, saying anything revolutionary here, yeah. But we are in an amazing time for television
yes.
Where, like, the storytelling and the types of characters that are getting screen
the
time.
Cinematography. They get big name actors.
Well, I didn't recognize a lot of, like, you. I don't think, like, before the show, you would have recognized many of the names that were, like, the leads in this show, though.
No, but they're all, like,
but they're so fabulous.
They're so, like, so grounded.
Evan Peters was the only one that I recognized. Evan
the
Peters,
white
who
guy.
Played the businessman. Right, yeah. Because I've been watching American... Well, I haven't watched it in the last couple seasons, but I had been watching American Horror Story since... And, of course, like, Ryan Murphy is, like, one of the creators behind Pose, and he's the creators behind American Horror Story. And so Evan Peters has been in, like, every season of American Horror Story. So when he showed up, I was like, oh, shit.
And he was a great token white guy in this.
Yeah, which... Yeah. A token... yuppie.
Yeah.
He literally works in Trump's Tower.
Yes, he does.
Billy Porter. I adore him so much.
Which one is that?
He's the one who's like in the like MC.
The MC. Oh my God.
The one who's like doing the costumes and stuff.
So
like I just want to watch him all the time. Like
yes.
I just constantly. He's like.
The way he announces the
costumes.
He's
so
like,
compelling.
So
I mean, but
good.
All the characters are.
They all are.
And it's like, it's so beautiful to see like trans actors playing characters.
Yes.
But are trans and telling. Like, it's just like, it's not something I've ever seen on television.
Yeah.
And it's just like the 80s, like I, for like you know, like I grew up in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and like I'm aware of all this stuff and how like in a way it seemed like this carefree time, but there were so many people like not being able to live their lives fully. Like these characters in the show who are, you know, trans and
gay.
LGBT and they're having to create these dens, these room mother type dens where there's like they've made their own family and they're moving into homes together to protect each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's also so sad to think about these families that are like, that are just, you know, have just kicked out their own children. And
which I can't understand that. I mean, like,
banished them from the family.
I don't think I could kick out someone in my family if they killed someone. I can't imagine kicking.
If they killed someone?
If they were mom or dad or sis sibling, like, yeah, I would.
I don't know.
Upset at them, I'd be very, very, but I don't think I could, like, kick them out of my heart.
I don't know that there's much my children could do that would make me just, like, never want to speak to them again. I mean, murder's pretty, that's intense.
Yeah, but still, you wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't know. That's. That's like deep stuff.
Yeah.
That's some deep stuff.
But what the point is that
these guys,
being gay is not even close to being a murderer.
Of course.
And so I'm saying, how could you?
Yes. I see what you're saying. I feel like these are, you know, men and women who are just trying to live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And this is who they are.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful, kind people. Like, with good hearts who are, you know, flawed just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And they're like, they deserve treatment, equal treatment, just like anyone else, and not to be treated like some kind of, I don't know, undesirable or I don't know what. But that scene where, I don't remember, we've only been watching one episode, so I'm not familiar with all the characters' names yet, but the dancer at the beginning who's like family. He's gay and he's a dancer and his parents like kick him out in the first 20 minutes of the show or whatever. And it's just like so gut wrenching to watch them just like, you know, he has nowhere to go. He has nothing.
He becomes homeless.
I mean, I know I'm not saying anything new. Like I'm not discovering anything.
Yeah.
Like it's heart wrenching.
Yeah.
And then to see these characters come together and like make their own families it's a really beautiful thing. And not a story that I really knew anything about. I didn't know anything about this club scene.
No,
I didn't know anything about it. And so
I'm
it's like
so
brand new to me.
Glad that these stories are being told. I mean, one of the characters is diagnosed with HIV and like, you know.
Which in the 80s was a death sentence.
And then there's another storyline where a trans woman kind of gets the eye of this straight white man who like you wouldn't think would be interested in that, and he's so into her and
he is, and she's into him, and
and
yet this like fucked up society that we live in is, you know, people can't be who they really are. And,
yeah.
Anyway, but he is also cheating on his wife, so he's garbage.
Yeah, he is.
Played by Kate Mara, who I also recognize from American Horror Story.
Yeah, which like the scene.
Rooney Mara's sister.
The scene with the two white actors in that, like, it just felt like this like other world.
It was like unsettling.
It was weird. It was like, wow, you know, because the cast is almost all black, which is like
Latino.
Or Latino, which is so great to see.
It's a great show. Hopefully listeners, you're already watching it. But if you're not, I cut the cord, as it were, long ago. So I don't have FX on TV or anything, but it's now on Netflix. That's where we found it. And so you can watch it on Netflix.
It's so good.
Binge that shit.
Yeah.
Binge it.
I've been.
And I think season 2 just started.
Okay.
Maybe. I've been seeing promos for it.
I've been having to like hold out for when I can see Nicole again, because like we watch shows together, so
it's really good.
It made me cry at the end, but like not sad tears, like tears of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just so anyway.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful show.
Yes.
Shall we dig into today's topic?
Yes, please. Please.
Sorry, I hope I'm not disappointing you.
No, of course not.
So
as
today's
she cracks
topic,
open her
as I crack open
creaky book.
Sorry, this used to be my joke book when I was doing for the very brief time that I was doing stand up.
She has all
not
the jokes.
Last long. Yeah, I have like not even an entire journal filled with jokes, since they're not very good.
But she tells jokes every day.
I do, but I don't write them down, which means I don't have good habits. Okay, So as you, some of you may remember if you've been listening to the show, if you haven't been, welcome. Welcome to our show.
If you haven't been, what is wrong with you?
Just kidding. It's a good, it's good to get new listeners. Just kidding, Sarah's being hard on you, but I'm happy that you're here.
I'm happy you are too.
Sarah, are you parched?
I'm sorry. I needed to drink. I'm sorry if you could hear that.
You were parched.
Sorry. Yes, I was parched.
If you haven't listened to the last episode or the last two, I don't know. I remember when we talked about this, but we have sort of made a pledge to cover indie films or locally made Georgia films, as well as sort of the more big budget or like mainstream stuff that's been filmed in Georgia. Because we are indie filmmakers and we are lucky to be part of this community. So we want to cover some of the things that are happening. And this thing that we're covering today, the web series The Garage, you can actually find online. So you can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the web series The Garage, which was created, produced by Dad's Garage Theater Company, which is an improv theater in town. It's like basically the oldest, I believe it's the oldest improv theater in town.
Yeah, it's like
our second city.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yes.
And not just the web series, but we're also going to talk about the premiere because we went to the premiere at the Historic Plaza Theater in Atlanta.
Where we like to hang out at events. Because that's most of our events are.
That's true. The Atlanta Film Festival was also at the Plaza. So, yeah, we've been spending a lot of time at the Plaza.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we got there really early, so we had to walk around Urban Outfitters for a while.
Yeah, which was an interesting experience.
I don't think that store is for me.
No, it's like sizes. I don't think it's meant for me. I mean, no.
What did
no,
we say while we were in there? Sorry, we're sidetracking.
Yeah,
but like,
and I'm so sorry for people who are actually the size.
That is fine. Be whatever size you are. You are gorgeous
but
at
I
any size.
I swear I held up clothes and I was like, your 8-year-old could fit into this.
My 8-year-old child could fit in. Yes. So no hate to anyone who's super tiny. Good. That's great. Your size is perfect, whatever size you're at. But I believe we said... we were walking through the store, that the store is decidedly not plus size. Like there's nothing that will fit
on
our bodies.
Violently non plus size.
They're violently non plus size. Violent, yes, maybe. I mean, I was assaulted
by extra extra smalls.
I don't think I could fit one of my forearms into some of those clothes. I digress. So we went to the Dad's Garage premiere. Obviously, we were there super early, so we had to walk through Urban Outfitters, which is right next to the plaza. We had to. We had to, as if someone had a fucking gun to my head to walk through Urban Outfitters.
I mean, what else are we supposed to do?
So we went to the premiere at the plaza for The Garage. Dad's Garage Theater Company, as we mentioned, is an improvisational theater in town, which means they do a lot of improv shows. They also do a lot of sketch comedy and scripted shows and hybrids. I believe we mentioned Dad's Garage on the show before, back in February, when I was talking about the burlesque comedy show that I went to for Valentine's Day. So where to start? Let's start by talking about the vibe of the event itself, the premiere.
Yeah, it was very chill. It was very cool.
It was chill as fuck.
It was like, okay, so one of our friends, Francis, was there, and we sat with her.
We ran into Francis,
and we like talked before the show, but then when it started, it was just a very like relaxed but like fun and professional, like
This is what I would say about Dad's Garage in general. And I did take I took a couple of improv classes there like several years ago. I like to think of myself as an improv school dropout. Like I'm planning to go back eventually and get my GED, and I just haven't gotten around to it. But basically I started taking improv classes when I was pregnant with my third child. And I got into level two, and I was about 8 months pregnant when I got halfway through level two. And I was like, I hit this wall where I was just like, I needed to withdraw from society.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I'm too pregnant to be in this class right now. And I emailed the teacher and I was like, hey, so like, I love taking this class, but I think maybe I'm too pregnant to be in this class and maybe I should come back and finish after I have the baby. And he was like, yeah, I think that's best. Like, I think I had done a couple of very physical moves during an exercise that may have disturbed some of the people in my class, that they were maybe concerned.
I remember that night
that were going to have to deliver a baby in the middle of an improv class.
I was at your old house and you were like so distraught. You were almost on the verge of tears. You were like, I have to finish this class.
I've never quit an acting class before.
Look at you. Like, you are... You have a baby in you, a full-size human.
And Elliot was a big one.
Yeah.
So I was, like, extra big.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame it on him and not the milkshakes that I was drinking every night of my pregnancy. Anyway, so I took some class there, and I did volunteer a little bit. And they are, like fucking class acts over there. Yeah. Like, everybody is so nice. I mean, everyone, from the people that volunteer, the people that have just, like, started taking classes, all the way up to the folks that have been there since like the 90s, whenever Dad's Garage began. And there are a few old timers, I think, left. And I don't call them, they're not old, they're like my age, but you know what I mean by old timers. They've been around, they went since the darn thing opened, back when they were over on Elizabeth
when
Street.
When did it open?
In the 90s. I don't know exactly 90s? What year, okay. But I have been going to see shows at Dad's Garage since the 90s. Like, okay. Me and my high school theater friends used to go see shows there in the 90s. And then, of course, I've had several friends that have been in the company. So I've been going there for a long time, and always happy, always enjoy anything that I see there. I'm never disappointed. And I think they celebrate all the best things about here's what I love. I feel like I'm talking a lot, but like, is that unusual for this show?
No,
it's you're right, unusual. It's not. Here's what I love about sketch comedy and improv is that they're so like community based. Like, it's about creating a community. It's about creating like a group dynamic, and like where everyone supports each other, and there's no one person whose contribution is more important than anybody else's contribution. And I think that, like, that is, you can really feel that when you go to one of these events with Dad's Garage. And I feel this at other places too. Like, the Village Theater is great. I mean, we're not talking about them because that was not the event we went to, but I there's a lot of other improv theaters in town that are fantastic as well. But I always enjoy going to Dad's Garage events. It's like chill, it's fun, it's self-deprecating.
Yeah.
It's like all the things that you want in a live comedy show.
But it's like crisp
show.
And...
Yeah, it's polished.
Polished, yeah.
Yeah, it feels polished. Like, it feels like you're seeing something that is not overly rehearsed in a forced way. It just feels like this is something that people have, like, the people doing this have a high level of skill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we got there. There was some pre-show stuff before the main event.
Well, there were like two MCs that started.
Well, God damn, did we ever look up who the actual fucking artistic directors are? Because I'm pretty sure, it's Kevin Gillace, and then like, is it? Okay, so we've taken a second to look up who fucking runs Dad's Garage, because we're a bunch of, we're not real journalists, people, we're podcasters.
Yeah. We don't.
We don't fucking know what we're doing.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 3 years, but we don't know what we're doing.
Kevin Gillace is the artistic director.
Okay.
Matt Horgan is our associate artistic director.
So Kevin was kind of like the master of ceremonies.
Yeah.
Of the whole shindig.
Ed Morgan is an associate artistic director.
Okay. He was part of we'll get to his act in a second.
Chelsea Steverson is marketing director.
Chelsea Steverson. Shout out to Chelsea Steverson, who was working at C4 Atlanta when they were our fiscal sponsor. We are now fiscally sponsored by Fractured Atlas, which we haven't really mentioned on this show before. Maybe we should plug that at some point. But we're fiscally sponsored by Fractured Atlas, but we used to be sponsored by C4 Atlanta, which fiscally sponsored, not sponsored, which is a totally different thing. But Chelsea was a big help guiding us as we were learning how to market our business and apply for grants and stuff. Anyway, shout out to Chelsea. Anyway, so Kevin was kind of like the MC, if you will. But there were several acts that went on before the main event.
Yes.
So I guess let's go through those. So we had the first one,
mm-hmm.
which was Rubenette and Tom, right?
Yes.
Three of those. Doing basically a live version of their podcast, which is You're Welcome, Hollywood, I think, right? Oh, I don't know where my fucking phone is now, but You're Welcome, Hollywood,
yeah.
I believe. So there's a podcast that they have in which they are given a suggestion. And I actually listened to it after we went to this event. Anyway, so there are three improvisers, right? And they're given a suggestion for like a movie title that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And then they improvise a pitch for that movie. And I think they did like three different like yes. mini pitches,
yes.
right? Well, you were there. You go ahead.
Well, one of the, I think, I remember the one I liked best was the one where it was like definitely Green Book.
Oh, so yeah, they had this running joke that they were trying to pitch a movie about someone who was a narc, but they were yes. so cool to party with that yes. it, people didn't mind when they got narked on.
Yeah, what was the name
they
of
had
that?
They had a very snazzy, funny name, and I can't yeah. remember. But then one of the pitches was basically Green Book.
Yeah.
And then they were like, isn't that Green Book? And yeah. they're like...
Oh, yeah, it's 100% Green Book.
Oh, it's 100% Green Book. It's, and yeah. it's just as bad.
And there was one joke where it's like... that it's just to make white people feel comforted or congratulate them, and they're like, yes, we need so that.
It was we need that right now. It was a satirical criticism yeah. of Green Book, which yeah. you know I'm on board with.
Yeah,
so definitely. Yeah, so they did that. There was like three mini pitches, and that's basically what their show is. So yeah. if that sounds something. If that sounds like something that you would enjoy, they do have a show called
yeah, it was good. It was
You're Welcome
fun.
Hollywood, which I did listen to. It's very funny. I listened to the Porcupotamus, I believe, episode. Yeah, it was like a
porcupine and
kaiju film. Have you ever heard of a kaiju film?
No.
It's like a kaiju film is like Godzilla or like a one of those monster movies.
So what the monster is a porcupotamus? Is
yes.
that like a really fat porcupine who swims?
It was very funny.
Nice.
So if you like, there's a whole bunch of episodes of them pitching these like, fiction, not real movies.
Yeah.
And it's very funny. Anyway, so they did that. That was enjoyable. That was a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
And then what was next after that? Was the movie next?
Yeah. The short film that won an audience award at a film
right.
festival.
Yes.
Which
so
festival was that?
The DC Shorts. I think they said DC,
okay.
DC
yeah.
Shorts. Yeah. So they showed a short film. It was called That Was Awesome.
It's about 20 something minutes long.
Right. So it's like do you have the IMDb up?
When a floor hockey team of adults with special needs gets pushed around one too many times off the court, they decide to stand up for themselves on the court in the game of a lifetime.
Right. So, and so it's the main cast. So it's Amber Nash,
mm-hmm.
Archer's Amber Nash or Dad's Garage Amber Nash.
Yeah.
She's been improvising there for a long time. So she's in it. And then, of course, there's a lot of other people from Dad's
yeah.
Garage who are playing like the asshole
team.
Opposing team.
Yeah.
Including Kevin Gillies.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm pronouncing his name wrong, I apologize. Again, I'm not a journalist. I do know a lot of people at Dad's Garage, but I haven't met everyone, so I don't. I just want a disclaimer that there will be some name mispronouncing, and I'm so sorry. I'm genuinely sorry. So Kevin Gillies, if that is your real name, sir. I think Kristen King was in it. I want to say Ed Morgan was in it.
And what is her name?
Anyway, there's a lot of Dad's Garage improvisers that were in it. Whitney Millsap.
Whitney Millsap, yeah.
And then the majority of cast is like actors, like real actors,
mm-hmm.
special needs
yeah.
actors. And
yeah.
I don't know what did you think?
So they have great characters.
Awesome.
At the very start of it, I was worried that it was made at their expense, like at the very start.
At the very start.
Of it.
But I then never as felt things... that way. Like I never felt it. Always felt like a comedy where the joke wasn't on them. It was a that's how I felt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we would hope that that's what it would be. But sure. I'm just saying I had the
you were
fear.
Worried about was, it. Okay. Before the movie really got started.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
And the
got
first
it.
few lines.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Got it.
But then as the movie went on, I was like, oh, wow. Like, this is great. This is like their, you know, they're their own characters. That they're in control of their roles. You know,
they didn't. They all had their own kind of like little mini arcs. Like yeah. everybody kind of had something. You know, they all had their own like storyline, basically, yeah. like in a mini storylines because yeah. it was a short film. But
and
yeah.
in the end, they outsmarted at everyone, including their coach, and they like found, you know, success and.
Well, they don't win the game,
right? But they feel good about that. Like, they
well, so
feel...
what happened? And again, spoilers. I guess I should have thrown yeah. out a spoiler alert. spoiler alert for this movie. They, well, so let me say this. There's someone in my life that I'm very close to that is special needs, and so this movie really got me. Not just because it's not so common to see people with special needs like front and center in this way, mm-hmm. where they're not like supporting some other character's journey.
Yeah.
I think that the way special needs actors are usually used is like as not always, but often as like, you know, something that is a part of someone else's journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what these characters were. They had their own journey. So that right off the bat is something that is good to see. But also sort of the central theme of the central theme was that they just wanted that. Yes, they have special needs, but they want to be treated like they have autonomy.
Like they're adults.
Like they're adults who can make their own decisions. They can drink, yeah, we might they can, lose this game. Yeah. But let us do this on our own terms. Yeah. And they do almost win.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting a little emotional just talking about this. And I do think that when you have someone in your life who has special needs, sometimes it's hard to wrestle with that need, the desire to want to protect them from a world that seems like it's unnecessarily cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to protect them from that. And when you have to let people grow and make their own decisions and have the amount of autonomy and responsibility that they can have and handle and should have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was a thing in the movie that really spoke to me that made me feel very emotional yeah. watching it. Yeah. And yeah, it was very funny. Great. It was very funny as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it was wonderful. I'm not sure if it's still on the festival circuit, but if it is, check it out.
That was awesome.
That was then it was.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. It was awesome, exclamation point. But yes, yeah. it's also in
it's
literally in the title.
Literally, that's what was awesome, exclamation point.
Exclamation point is in the title.
Yes. Look it up on IMDb.
Yeah, they have an IMDb page. So yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, film. I definitely enjoyed it. I'm glad, like, we've talked about, you know, Pose, and now we're talking about this. Like,
oh, you know what we did?
There
didn't...
are great stories being told now that haven't been really told before.
Right, and I think that's beautiful. What we didn't mention, though, is that Katie worked
yeah.
on the crew. Katie Hawkins, who was the AC for mm-hmm. our short film,
The Parts That Stay,
was an AC on this film as well.
Yes.
And so she was sitting
She's
behind
great.
Us. She's hire she... her.
Is a life
Hire her,
saver. Katie, I hope you're listening. You're probably not, but if you are, we love you.
She's amazing. You're so amazing. Please hire her.
Every generation, an elite group of artists is called forth to define the true meaning of their time. We are not those people.
Dad's Garage TV. Open your
lap hole and sing. Okay, well, I think that's going to wrap up our discussion. Yeah. For this week about the Garage premiere event that we mm-hmm. went to at the Plaza.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure where the stopping point for this discussion is going to be, but it's going to feel right. It's going to feel appropriate.
Yes.
And if it is, you'll know when you come back next week
you'll
what
know
that
it.
Means.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank
for
you.
Today's episode.
Yes, it was fun.
It was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time at this event.
Yeah, this event was so much fun.
I had a good time with you at this event.
Yeah.
And Frances.
Yeah.
It was so delightful to hang out with her at this show. And, so yeah, please come back, and join us in our, on our next episode. We will continue to talk about, the web series, well, about the event, but most likely I think we'll be digging deeply into, discussion of the web series itself, The Garage, created by Dad's Garage Theater Company. And, until then, you know, stay with us. Hang tight. Hang loose. Hang tight.
Hang together.
Hang however you're most comfortable.
You know.
And you were going to say something.
I mean, maybe I'll bumble my way into some of you guys'
lives. Oh, I like it. I like it. That was an invitation. So, but until then, please subscribe to this podcast.
Yes.
We are on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Podbean. I don't remember what I said, but a thing.
You should know.
We're on lots of things. We're on the things.
Yeah.
Anywhere you can find your favorite pods, we're there lurking in the shadows.
And if you can't find us there, then send us an email and tell us we should get on that shit.
Actually, that's true. I will happily put this podcast any place that it is not
currently.
We will
stick it anywhere.
Wow.
Come on.
Come on. any subscribe, please, and we'll avoid sticking things.
Yeah,
any things.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I apologize.
No, please.
That was inappropriate.
I like it when you're unbridled.
Okay, cool.
It's something I enjoy seeing when it happens. Cool. You're a force to be reckoned with, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet.
Oh. also, yes? Maybe leave us a review.
Yes, please.
We would love some reviews. We'd love to hear what you think of the show. And you can also communicate with us on social media. That's another way to tell us how you feel about the show or how you feel about what would you like us to cover on the show? We, of course, are covering film events. We're going to film festivals. I think we're going to try to do an episode on the exhibit at the Carter Library about the history of filmmaking in Georgia. We're doing indie films, so especially if you know of some really great indie films, past and present, I've got a running list, but I'm happy to take more suggestions.
Please.
Indie films or web series, written, produced, and etc. in Georgia that you would like us to check out, or any films that were made here in the past. Like, of course, we've covered Smokey and the Bandit. We've done The Haunting of Hill House, Dumplin'.
And
that's it.
No.
We did something else?
Yes. What is it called? The one with the...
Did we? I was in a coma?
It's like Dumplin' is with Jonathan Mitchell wrote and directed it.
Mm.
So at a film festival.
Yeah. Pageant Material. Well, that's an indie film. I was thinking of like mainstream.
Okay.
But yes, we did do Pageant Material, which is a great film, and you should check it out. And they're doing I don't know at this time of this timing of this recording, but they are doing another premiere event. So if you missed Pageant Material, which we talked about a couple episodes back, they're doing a premiere event at the Plaza. Not a premiere, they've already premiered, but they're screening it at the Plaza. And they're doing it to raise money for the ACLU in Georgia.
Yes.
So I go to that.
Yes.
Anyway, I got sidetracked, but you should definitely go to that. Look up their social media. Look up the social medias for Problematic Productions. You can find out more information on that. Problematic, as in attic in your house.
Attic, A-T-T-I-C.
Problematic Productions. Where was I? Oh, social media.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is that where I was?
Yes.
Okay. Communicate with us. We like mail. We like messages. We like funny pics.
Yeah.
But not weird pics. Don't send us your weird pics.
No weird pics. I mean, that should go without saying.
But dating websites is where you send the weird pics, right?
Yeah. Well, no. I haven't gotten any so far. Thank goodness. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Knock on wood.
Wait. Speaking of weird pics,
okay.
I know it's taking me a really long time to get to our social media. Let me go ahead and say what our social media is, and then let's talk about that. Okay. So if you haven't turned off the show yet, because I'm just rambling at this point, you can find us on social media at George Made Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And you can find us on Twitter at Georgia Made Pod. So follow us so that we can be friends.
Yeah,
please. We like friends. We all, of course, this podcast is produced by Critical Crop Top Media, which you can find us with that stuff. You can find out more about that stuff, like our films. And of course, we got this podcast. We have a podcast that, while we aren't doing new episodes, we've got a huge back catalog called the Feminine Mistake Podcast. And we do a lot of things. We got web series and stuff. Anyway, yeah. It's Critical Crop Top. And you can find us at Critical Crop Top on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. And speaking of weird, uncomfortable pics, Sarah, do you want to talk about something that's happening next month in July? So
this film I wrote and directed I wrote it in 2016. We shot it in 2016. It was finished 2017. And now it just got accepted into the Atlanta Comedy Film Festival. She'll be screening in July.
Yes. I believe it's the
19th through 21st.
Right. The 19th through 21st. We don't know what day or time yet.
Yes.
Please, you know, if you come check out the Atlanta Comedy Film Festival.
I'm excited to see the rest of the films.
I am too. So come hang with us and see Dick Pitt Professional. It's very funny. A lot of funny.
Yeah, actually, because I put on my dating apps that I, you know, write and direct stuff. Some guys have asked me what is your work, and I've had to explain to maybe five different guys about Dick Pitt Professional.
What did they say?
They think it sounds hilarious. I've even sent the link to a couple of them, and they thought it was hilarious. So,
oh, well, great.
I was afraid that it would invite dick pics,
but it has not.
It has not.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. So it's like a shield.
Yeah.
Because you watch it, and then you go, oh, dick pics are weird.
Yeah.
And maybe I shouldn't send them anymore.
Yeah.
So Dick Pitt Professional, it's going to be at the Atlanta Comedy Film Festival in July, and we're very excited about that.
Yes.
And it's pretty funny, so you should definitely check it out. Whew. Well, my teacup is empty.
Is it?
My teacup has runneth empty.
Wow, that's...
So you know what time? Well, you know what that means.
Is it time for bed?
Yeah, I think it's time. Well, it's time for us
to... We need to eat something and watch Pose.
Yeah, I think we got to go home and watch Pose now.
Episode number 2. I mean, this is like, we have put so, like, we love the first episode so much. There's like so much like hype for episode 2 right now.
I mean, I definitely think it's gonna live up.
Yeah,
for sure. So nighty night. We're gonna get in our jammies.
I wish our bunny slippers on.
Order some Uber Eats and watch Pose.
Yay!
So come back, join us next time. We'll be talking about Dad's Garage.
Yes. More.